Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is generally pleasant, with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect afternoon for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is experiencing comfortable conditions as well. In Haifa, there's a slight breeze, making it a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 2 hours ago, Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a new ceasefire. A U.S. official says, this deal was brokered by U.S. and Qatari negotiators with Iranian help. This follows deadly fire and strikes that threatened renewed escalation. Also, from Walla, just 6 minutes ago, the recent attacks in Lebanon have shaken negotiations with Iran. The fall of a commander and fighters in southern Lebanon led to a wave of Israeli attacks against Hezbollah. Also this hour, Axios reports that the U.S. claims the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back on. Continued fighting postponed U.S.-Iran talks. Separately, from Forward, 2 hours ago, Gadi Eisenkot is emerging as a potential challenger to Netanyahu. Until recently, Naftali Bennett seemed best positioned to contest Netanyahu's leadership. And finally, from JTA, 2 hours ago, there's a call for museums to return art created under coercion. This includes works made during slavery or in Auschwitz, as families seek the return of their ancestors' work. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N, EWS English, posted 22 minutes ago that Iran says talks in Switzerland are postponed. They report a signed memorandum of understanding makes them less urgent, with plans for talks in the coming days. Israel's foreign ministry posted 26 minutes ago, mourning the loss of Lieutenant Colonel Dor Gedalia Ben Simhon. He was the commander of the 52nd Battalion who fell during combat in southern Lebanon. The ministry expressed condolences to his family. Aviva Klompas, writing 26 minutes ago, reported that former minister Ron Dermer urged Israel's leaders to avoid a public confrontation with the U.S. administration. Let's go deeper into those stories, starting with the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah. According to Ynet, this development follows intense negotiations involving the U.S., Qatar, and Iran. The agreement aims to prevent further escalation after recent hostilities. This truce could stabilize the region temporarily, easing tensions on both sides. Meanwhile, the recent attacks in Lebanon have impacted negotiations with Iran, as reported by Walla. The death of the 52nd Battalion's commander and other fighters intensified Israeli military responses. This situation complicates diplomatic efforts and may influence future regional alliances. Turning to the political scene in Israel, Forward highlights Gadi Eisenkot as a potential rival to Netanyahu. His military background and leadership experience could attract voters seeking an alternative. This shift in the opposition landscape could bring new dynamics to Israeli politics. On the economic front, first, from Walla Business, 48 hours ago, a Treasury representative faced tough questions about developing the Negev and Galilee regions. The chairman of the committee asked for reasons to establish factories in these areas, highlighting regional development challenges. Separately, CTEC reports, 51 hours ago, that Migdal's CEO announced plans to expand their asset management. The company already manages assets worth over 600 billion shekels and aims to grow further. This expansion represents a significant move in Israel's financial sector. And finally, Ynet Business, 72 hours ago, covered Ondas unveiling new autonomous defense systems. These systems operate under a unified AI command platform, connecting drones, ground robots, and sensors. This innovation reflects Israel's ongoing advancements in defense technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.